Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and this is another classic episode of the podcast. In this one, we get to the bottom of a much repeated but completely untrue myth that consuming dairy products increases your mucus production.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Medical myths are stubborn. Going back to ancient China, texts associated the consumption of milk with a thickening of phlegm. And 12th century Jewish physician Moses Maimonides wrote in his treatise on asthma that milk could cause, quote, a stuffing in the head that exacerbated symptoms of asthma. 800 years later, Dr. Spock, a 20th century American pediatrician who wrote a popular book about baby care, directed parents to limit dairy while babies were sick, especially with upper respiratory infections. For nearly 1,000 years, medical professionals have been telling us to lay off the dairy or face the mucus consequences. But is it true? A review of the literature published in September of 2018 in the journal Archives of Disease and Childhood concludes that there is virtually no connection between dairy products and upper respiratory mucus, and that the myth might actually be preventing children with conditions like asthma, cystic fibrosis, or even the common cold from getting enough nutrients like calcium. According to the review, studies dating back to 1948 have indicated that there's no link between milk and phlegm. But the myth is pervasive. A 2003 study in the journal Appetite asked 345 random Australian shoppers whether they thought milk causes mucus. Of the 111 shoppers who drank whole milk, almost half of them were of the opinion that it did. But only 25% of the 121 reduced-fat milk drinkers said that they believed milk caused mucus. The difference in perception might have something to do with how milk feels in the mouth. It is, after all, just droplets of fat suspended in water. The current researchers wrote in their review, "This could well affect the sensory perception of milk mixed with saliva, both in terms of its thickness coating the mouth and the afterfeel, when small amounts of emulsion remain in the mouth after swallowing. This may explain why so many people think that more mucus is produced, when, in fact, it's the aggregates of milk emulsion that they are aware of lingering in the mouth after swallowing. So it's really just a feeling, not a fact." And furthermore, the researchers suggest that since milk is a good source of calories and minerals like calcium, the long-standing cultural belief that milk is bad for children with respiratory problems could mean kids aren't getting the nutrients they need. This could lead children growing up with weaker bones and shorter stature.
Today's episode is based on the article, The Milk and Mucus Myth, Busted, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jesselyn Shields. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.